Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. And we talked last program about our biblical response to Muslim terrorists. And let me complete my thoughts, please, in this program, and just reminding you that when Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again, the final victory over all the power of the devil was gained. We know from Colossians 2 that through the cross, Jesus disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. Jesus won the battle against Satan already. When Jesus hung on the cross, he was certain about the outcome of his saving work. Well, we read, for example, in Isaiah 53, verses 10 and 11, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many." We are not fighting a battle for God, my Christian brothers and sisters, against Muslims whose outcome will depend on the intensity of our efforts. No, we are simply seeking the spoils of victory. The battle is already fought and won by Jesus. If we are in Jesus, if Jesus is in us, living in us, ruling our lives, then we can simply enjoy living and gathering the spoils of his victory. Every convert is yet another proof of Christ's invasion of the devil's realm, and a sign, a sure sign of the ultimate fate of the power of evil. They are destined to destruction when Jesus returns again, when the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever, and we will reign with him. The conversion of Saul, who was called later the Apostle Paul, is a perfect example of this fact. If ever the devil had a volunteer to destroy the whole Christian church and wipe it out, it was Saul of Tarsus. Right? Saul was a terrorist like ISIS, but he was not an Arabic terrorist like the ones in ISIS, but he was a terrorist. One could say Saul, as a matter of fact, was the general of Satan's army. He instigated such a great persecution against the early church in Jerusalem. We read Saul laid waste the church, Acts 8, verse 3. Saul was determined to destroy the church. He made his way to Damascus. Suddenly, Jesus appeared to him in a glorious vision and appointed him to be the apostle to the whole Gentile world. even though Saul was determined to arrest and kill Christians, as many as he can, if possible, the devil could have done nothing to stop Jesus. The devil who motivated and deceived Saul to hurt the church could have done nothing to stop Jesus from changing his life. When Ananias complained to the Lord that Saul was known to be the arch enemy of the church. Remember, you know, God told Ananias to go, you know, to meet Saul. And Ananias was complaining. Jesus simply said, go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine. Acts 9, verse 15. As if Satan's army was facing Jesus' army. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. So imagine with me, Satan's army was facing Jesus' army. The King Jesus asked Satan, who is your leading general in your army? After Saul had been pointed out to him, Jesus simply said, I will have him for myself. He is mine. He is going to serve me now. What could the devil do to stop Jesus? Nothing. Jesus, it changes people's lives, including Muslims, every day. Jesus, it changes horrible lives, whether Muslims or Spanish gangs or Asian gangs or American gangs. You name it. There is killers and the murderers and terrorists in every country in the face of the earth. Almost. Okay? In every race, there are horrible people. Okay? This is a fact. If you doubt it, examine human history. American history, European history, Asian history. Just examine it. Okay? However, Jesus has the power to change people's life, and he does it every day. God is still on the throne. We must believe in God's word, in God's spirit, in Jesus' power to transform and to change the most horrible person on the face of the earth. So today, there is nothing Islam could do to stop the Lord Jesus Christ drawing out whoever he wishes from the Muslim ranks to become his disciples. There is nothing Islam can do to frustrate the predetermined progress of the church toward its ultimate, its coming glory. There is nothing to fear. Then what we should do, we should be able to manifest God's love to Muslims, and we should focus on doing what God wants us to do. We should focus on doing what God commanded us to do in his word. What is that? Well, God commanded us to answer their questions with gentleness and respect. God commanded us to share Jesus, to share the message of his love and salvation in the most understandable way to Muslims. Are we doing that? Is your fellowship equipped? Are you equipped to share Jesus effectively with Muslims? Now, the good news is, you can be equipped. Your church can be motivated and equipped. How? Let me give you a simple answer. One, you can go to my website and you can get many information that will motivate you and equip you to witness to Muslims. You can obtain a copy of the book that God guided me to write, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. In this book, I answered all the important objections and the questions Muslims have about the Christian faith. I presented Jesus to them in the most understandable, acceptable, attractive, convincing way, without compromise, of course. And in this book, you will be equipped when you read it. And then, most importantly, when you meet a Muslim, give him the book. Tell him, God loves you, and we, followers of Jesus Christ, loves you, and in the book will help you enjoy God's love and salvation. And give him the book. The book proves the Bible is the Word of God, and the book explains the Trinity, the divinity of Jesus, and many, many, many important topics. I don't have time to explain to you right now, but before we end our program, we must pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you because you opened our eyes to understand and experience your love and salvation, and we will never stop thanking you, God, for your love and your salvation, your grace that reached out to us and changed our wicked hearts and the corrupt mind. Thank you, God. Thank you for saving a sinner like me. God, we surrender our lives to you today. And we repent of our sins, God. We repent of our lack of interest in sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we repent that we did not love Muslims like you want us to love them. God, help us, use us to help multitudes of Muslims, including terrorists, enjoy your love and salvation and spend eternity with you. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, if you pray this prayer with me, email me. Let me know that you are praying for the salvation of Muslims. God's grace, love, and peace with you today and always until we meet again. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.